This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. What is a good generic response for people who try to create drama out of nothing and incite a response from you? This can range from, how do you feel about insert dreaded event here, to how do you feel about your significant other traveling so much for work, to which color should I wear? Obviously, the inquiries that are about things like colors are easy to brush off or just make up an opinion. But the feelings questions aren't. I feel like I'm being prodded for some sort of dramatic response, and that when I don't give that response, I continue to be prodded. I usually smile and ignore the question or say something along the lines of, it's fine. But that doesn't seem to be enough, and changing the topic usually doesn't work. Can I flat out tell them that they're not going to incite drama by pushing the questions? Button pushing is a dynamic in this family, and I don't want to play a part. Or is there a better way to sidestep this prodding?
I think that sometimes people get a bit too eager to always discuss problems, or they get eager to give you permission to talk about your feelings. And sometimes they're just barking up the wrong tree. Like, no, I don't really have an opinion. No, that doesn't get me fired up. Yes, my life works for me.
There is something that feels very natural to some people about building rapport around sharing negative thoughts, emotions, or feelings. This complaining, sort of grievance sharing closeness.
Yeah.
And it's a dangerous trap to fall into too often, or even just in the wrong situation or place.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of the tactics you're using already are really great. To that person who says, but I mean, how can you really connect? It's so easy for people to live secret lives, you know, where they just keep pushing and gnawing and trying to draw up that dramatic scenario. You could absolutely say things like, no, it really doesn't. But it seems you're concerned. Is there something you'd like to talk about in your own life? Or, you know, no, it really doesn't concern me. Why do you ask? You know, because why are you asking me about things I'm telling you aren't an issue for me? You could also say something like, no, it doesn't, but I'm wondering why you're concerned with this when I keep saying I'm not. And that's what I would use when you really want to be a bit more firm and really show the person that the drama and the concern is completely coming from them. You have no interest in engaging in it, and you'd like to know why it's being pressed upon you. I mean, that's really like, let's get into it.
I had a really similar thought here.
Yeah.
I think that our question asker sort of outlines to the step one responses really well.
Yeah.
And like you, I want to affirm that that's the good territory. That's the good safe etiquette territory.
Brush it off. Let it go. Let it be someone else's problem.
Exactly. And it's that follow-up redirect that seems to be key to taking it to the next step. And I think you can bounce the question back at the person. I think that doing that from a place of confidence and ease,
yes,
so it doesn't come across as attacking,
yes,
or as questioning the integrity of their original question, even though that is a little bit what's
it
going on in your mind. I think the price of admission here,
yeah,
to doing that is being able to absorb that and do it with a smile on your face and be the bigger person, take the high road.
Go for that genuine curiosity. Why are you concerned?
Exactly. And that sincerity, that genuine curiosity, I think is the place to live,
yeah,
when you're dealing with people that are a little difficult and are trying to thrive and live and maybe even generate a little bit of drama. I really want to encourage you to think about the subtle ways that by doing this, you start to reprogram the relationship,
mm-hmm,
and the expectations that people have of you.
It will take time.
It, yeah, will take time, but it will happen. You'll become that person who they think of as the no drama, unflappable one in the family. And little by little, that's how family characteristics change and how group dynamics realign.
I used to be told that it takes moving one marble in the bowl to shift them all. And I always liked that idea, and you could be that marble that shifts. You're not going to get angry in return. You're not going to buy into potential drama someone else is going to create, and you can be steadfast in that.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.